Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And His truth is marching on. With Dr. Cox, Master Turn presents the world today. He's in a terrible state. The world today. My friends, my neighbors, my brothers and my sisters, Jesus' disciple asked the Master, when is the end time? He said unto them, no man know the end time but my Father, which is in heaven. He knows. Even the angel would bow down before him day and night, crying, holy. They do not know the end time, but my Father. That information is reserved for my Father alone, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He and He alone know the end time. But you see, when you see walls and rumors of walls, pestilence, earthquake in other places, beloved, there's earthquake in your places now. There's walls in your places. There's war in the bedroom. There's walls in the living room. There's walls in the dining room. There's walls in the kitchen room. Our beloved, humanity have laws. Humanity have laws. The approach of togetherness. Our beloved, everyone, every child want his own bed. Every wife want his own room. Every son want his own car. Once ago, 12 children used to sleep in one bed. Now, you need a mansion to sleep 12 children. They all want their own room. They want their own bathroom. They want their own mirror. Our beloved, there's walls on every hand. There's a wall on every aspect of life. There's walls. Once ago, amen. They used to settle a dispute by boxing it out. But today, if you ever see a boy or girl or man or woman get mad in front of you and you don't have a gun, you best run for your life. Because today, all disputes are settled by the trigger of a gun. Whether it's in the bedroom, the living room, the dining room, on the lawn, outside, in the street. Everybody. It's now, beloved, now we back to the old days. Back to the old days where the gun, where the fastest gun live and the slow gun be slaughtered. Our beloved, I prophesied some years ago that I hope these days won't come back. Ah, beloved, these days are back where the fastest gun rule. Ah, beloved, we have seen the days where the fastest gun rule. Don't stand and argue with no one, please. If a police shout at you, oh, lay down and hold your hand out. Because if you make a move to run, you're in. You'll be slaughtered. The neighbors is shooting their neighbors. The mother and the mothers are riding the school bus so that they can duke it out. There's walls, I love it. These are the days that the prophet spoke about. I'm here to tell you, beloved. These are the days. The state of Florida passed a law giving homosexual the right to adopt children. Giving homosexual the right to marry. Giving homosexual the right to be man and man and woman and woman. Just like God, when God placed Adam and Eve in the garden, he said, to multiply. How can two men replenish the earth? The physical structure to women is not designed to replenish the earth. The physical structure of two men is not designed to replenish the earth. Our beloved says, a man and a woman is designed to replenish the earth. My friends, my neighbors, look around you and see what you see and hear what you hear. Our beloved. Now, beloved, they are demanding that the church honor the man and man and woman and woman. My friends, my neighbors, my brothers and my sisters, I look up. Say, so it was in the days of Solomon and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the days beloved. This is Master Time presents the world today. The world today is burning. The third war has going on in full screen. American troops have traveled again across the Atlantic Ocean to defend the freedom of this world. Our beloved, these are the days where we need to get close to God. These are the days, our beloved, my heart go out with the soldiers from these heartlands, travel across the Atlantic where the temperature is zero below. Our beloved, to defend the cause of freedom, to see where our beloved Obama, the president, said all the future presidents had tried war, and it didn't work. But now he is, with a few more months he has, he's going to try peace to see whether peace is going to work. Our beloved, this is a message to the universe. You will try war. You will try fighting. fussing. You will try reeling and dealing. Why don't you try love? For God said, for God so loved the world that he gave. Why don't you try love? It might work. My God. Amen. So for God so loved the world. For God so loved you and me. Why give his only begotten son? They are fighting in the church. They are fighting in my church. They are fighting all around. My Lord. Oh, my God. Yeah. Help us in here. Help us in here from heaven, Lord. Help us in here from heaven, oh God. And cease to slaughter on the street. All of it. There's a slaughter. There's a slaughter going on. I love it. There's a slaughter going on. There's a slaughter. Cease the slaughter. Cease the slaughter. My prayer to God. Cease the slaughter. That is where the church will wake up and rise to the occasion. Try love. You try war. The president said, the former president, I tried war over the years, and war did not work. Now the next few days he wanted to try peace, making peace with his adversary, our beloved. Once you make peace with your husband, once you make peace with your wife, once you make peace with your children, sons and your daughters, it's time to try peace. It's time to try love. It might work. I will love it because if a God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth him shall not perish. He gave his life. I will love it today. Today, my friends, amen, the call is going out. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Where the blind, the dumb, the deaf, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I am part of the unashamed. I'm not ashamed to own Jesus, my Savior. He died, cross. They hang him high, and they stretch him wide for your sins and for my sins, so that you and I may come boldly to the throne of God. Wow. For my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. I have the Holy Spirit. I am his disciple. I won't look back, look up, slow up, slow down, back away, or be still. My paths have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Ha 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 ha. My eyes are fixed on the prize. Future is secure. Done with world thinking. Do need prosperity, position, promotion, or popularity to be heard. I don't need to be at the top of the pyramid. Oh. I I walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience, and live by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is rough, my companion are few, my goal is reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, all the rice in China, all the gold in Kentucky. I cannot be bought, compromised, deterred, led away, turned back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemies, plunder at the pool of popularity or mendicity in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up, I won't shut up. Ah, beloved, they want to shut me up. They want to shut me up, beloved, I will not shut up. I will, I have, till I've stayed up, stood up, preached up, and up for the cause of Jesus. I'm his disciple. I will go, I must go until he come. Preach until he come. When he come, he shall know me by the print of the nail in his hand. And I will know him that his blood applied to my heart. Ah, beloved, remember, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You try war. You try fighting. You try fussing. You fight, but try love. It might work. Yeah. Try it. Our reading today will be taken from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, the 25th chapter, 19 to 27. The teaching goes as, but as certain question against him through their own superstitions. And of one Jesus who was dead, which all affirm he is alive, be alive. And become a doubt of such manner question. I asked him whether he will be to Jerusalem and there be judged to these matters. But when Paul had appealed to be reserved unto the hearing of Augustus, I command him to be kept till I might send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said unto Festus, I will also hear the man myself tomorrow, and he thou shalt hear him. And on the morrow, when Agrippa was come, and Bernice with great pomp and with entered into the place of hearing, with the chief captain and principal men of the city at Festus, commanded Paul was brought forward. And Festus said, King Agrippa, and all men which are here, present with us, you see this man about whom all the multitude of the Jews have dealt with me, both at Jerusalem and also here, crying that he ought not to live any longer. But when I found that he had committed nothing worthy of death, and that he himself had appealed to Augustus, I have determined to send him. Of when I have no certain thing, to write unto my Lord, wherever I have brought him forth before you, especially before thee, O King Agrippa, not. After examination had, I might have something to write. For it seems to me unreasonable to send a prisoner and not with all to signify the crime laid against him. Our beloved, Carol, a man of God, who have been converted, who has surrendered his life, who has surrendered his life with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, they are one or two, put him to death. Beloved, today, he is not alone. There are some people today also want to put me to death. But he said, then Agrippa said unto Paul, thou art permitted to speak for thyself. This is the 26th chapter. Then Paul stretched forth his hand and answered for himself, saying, think thyself happy. I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself day before the touching, before thee, touching all the things which I am accused of the Jews, especially because I know thee to be expert in the custom and question which are among the Jews. Wherefore I beseech thee to hear mine patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was at the place among mine own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most strictest sect of the religious, I live a Pharisee. And now I stand and at judge for the hope of the promise made of God unto a father. Unto which promise a 12 tribe instantly serving God day and night, hope to come, to which hope sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jew. Whereby should it be taught a thing incredible unto you, that God shall raise the dead? I verily taught with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Which things I also did in Jerusalem, and many things of the sin did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them, and I punished them off in many synagogues, and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I pursued them even unto strange city. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midnight, O king, I saw in a way a light from heaven, above the light brightness of the sun shining round about me, and them which joined in me with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice unto me and said, in the Hebrew tongue, it is hard to kick against the prick. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecuted. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have a prayer unto thee for this, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of these things in which I will appear unto thee, deliver thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inherit among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Ah. So whereupon, O King of Israel, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly calling. My friend, my neighbors, I was not disobedient to the call of God when he called me and sent me on the mission field. Today, beloved, the fire still burns in my heart. The fire still burns in my heart for lost souls. The fire burns, the bell still ringing, and the trumpet still blowing. Say, blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Wake up the sleeping nation. Cry aloud, spare not, for it's time to seek the Lord. Cry aloud, spare not, for it is time to seek the Lord. My friends, after there was no crime against Brother Paul, after there was no crime, but the multitude still persuaded. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. As I begin your try war, now it's time to try peace. It's time to try peace. Before I leave you, I want to say there's a two trains. One train is bound for glory, where the gates of pearl and the streets of gold, and the silver water running down the throne of God, and the angels singing, holy, holy, my Lord. The luscious garden in the background, and the tree of life standing there, and the Lord is standing over waiting to welcome you. But then, our beloved, the other train is bound for hell, where the devil himself is the engineer, and he is saying, you are well said, you will pay your fare, and I sure will land you, your duty bound, in the lake of fire, where the worm fire not prince and the worm die not. Ah, beloved, you are plunder, you are steal, you are stolen, you are killed, you are denied, you have robbed the widow, you have robbed the fatherless, you have robbed, amen. Ah, you have robbed, you have plundered, you have backbite, you have, in the name of Jesus we pray.